like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has beautifully mentioned that the one who recites 50 times Durood Sharif upon me daily I shall shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome back, viewers of Madani channel, to this wonderful and beautiful series named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, where we'll be discussing various topics, the art of gratitude, the importance of intention, importance of patience. And yesterday, alhamdulillah, we talked about the power of intention in the daily life. And today, we'll be talking about how to start your day the sunnah way. So beautiful. This topic will teach us how can one adopt the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go through the day following and acting upon the teachings of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our nourisher, our sustainer, the Lord of the entire universe, that Zat, that Lord who allowed us to be born as Muslims and to be among the generation or the nation, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such a nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised in the glorious Quran that You are the best among all the previous ummats that were sent on this earth. Subhanallah. We have been praised in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a big responsibility for being the beloveds, or you can say being among the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a responsibility upon us to follow in the footsteps of Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whoever He allows to go astray, none can guide. Today is not a motivational talk. It is not a productivity hack. Today's topic is about barakah and blessings. That when we follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our daily life, how should we begin our day following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much of blessings we can get? And this is full of blessings. Every single day, some people or most people wake up tired. They wake up anxious, rushed, stressed out, angry, or sorrow. They're sorrowful, full of pain. Not because their life is difficult, but because their day starts without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not make dhikr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they wake up. Remember, Islam does not only teach us how to pray. It teaches us how to wake up, how to breathe, how to walk into the day with purpose. How to become a walking, talking follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If your morning is correct, your day has a spine upright and straight. But if your morning is broken, your whole day limps. So just like that, if you wake up praising or making dhikr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your day will have a backbone, your day will have a spine. And you will go through the day very beautifully without problems. But if you forget dhikr, if you don't make dhikr, don't read your wazaif, your durood sharif and Quran and your wazaif and everything, your day will have problems. Now, what's the first thing that happens in the morning. How can we start our day? The first thing that a person should do, and what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also do, is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately upon waking up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والأصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. And remember your Lord was in your heart submissively and with fear and a low tone of voice morning and evening, and do not be among the heedless. Notice here, morning comes before evening. The day begins with remembrance, not with the phone. Every single youngster, or most youngsters and most elderly people, the moment we wake up, the first thing we do is pick up our phones. We check our emails, we check our texts, our WhatsApp messages, our YouTube notifications, our Facebook notifications, about Instagram posts that people posted. We forget to remember Allah. We forget to make dhikr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we expect that our day must go wonderful. No, my dear Islamic brothers and dear viewers of Maghdi channel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the glorious Quran that we should remember Him morning and evening. And we're talking about morning first. Where our day should start with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you remember, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught us that immediately upon waking up, there is a dua to be recited. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us life after causing us to die. And to Him is the resurrection. And to Him we'll return. When we sleep, it is as if we have left this world. It is like death. We don't know whether we're going to wake up. But the moment you wake up, you should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you life after death. Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا. That all praises to that Lord who gave us life after death. We don't know when we sleep, are we going to wake up? But the moment we wake up, we must thank Allah, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, thank you so much for giving me life after giving me death. Because sleep is like death. And when Allah gave you life, praise that Lord who gave you life after death. So what is the sunnah mindset? Is upon waking up, I did not wake up because my alarm woke me up. I did not wake up because my mother woke me up. I did not wake up because my sister, my brother, my cousin, my family member woke me up. I woke up because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the permission to wake up after He gave me death. What more shukr can we make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He's the one who gave us life after death? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Before translating, Allah gave us life after death. What's the first thing to do when we wake up? Obviously, after praising Allah, make wudu and perform Fajr Salah. That is among the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That upon waking up, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform Fajr Salah. Other than tahajjud, he would perform tahajjud. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make his zikr and perform his azkar, and then would perform Fajr Salah. Now, being the beloveds, or being the among the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to follow every action, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, when we wake up, first thing, thank Allah for waking you up. Thank Allah for giving you life after death. Then praise Him again, that He allowed you to praise Him for waking you up after death. Then perform your Fajr Salah. Allah mentioned in the glorious Quran, establish the prayer. Certainly the prayer prevents evil and indecency. If prayer restrains evil, then missing Fajr opens the doors to chaos, opens the doors to evil. It has been mentioned that before a person wakes up for Fajr, Shaitan ties 3 knots on that person. When he wakes up, the first knot is opened, is untied. When he makes wuzu for Fajr, the second knot is untied. And when he eventually or finally performs the salah, his third knot is untied and his entire day will go peacefully without stress and anxiety. But the one who misses Fajr and sleeps, Allahu Akbar, obviously missed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Glorious Quran and what Allah Azza wa Jal made fard upon us, which is the Fajr Salah. When we don't perform it, those three knots remain on our body. And we feel heaviness on our head. We feel burdens on our shoulders. We can't go through the day with so much of happiness and without stress. Why? Because we did not perform Fajr. We left our Fajr. The first thing, or you can say among the first things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do upon waking up. And we call ourselves the nation of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet we tend to forget the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Allah azza wa jal made it fard upon us to perform our salah. Yet we wake up without even pondering about our salah. We should reflect and ask ourselves, do we even wake up and perform Fajr or not? Because if you do, your day will go stress-free, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, again upon waking up, one should perform Fajr, but with what? With Jama'at, with congregation. Mafhum of Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that that person who performs Fajr Salah with Jama'at and Isha Salah with Jama'at, yani, meaning he performed Isha Salah with Jama'at, slept, and then performed Fajr Salah with Jama'at, he is going to get the reward of performing ibadat and worshipping for the entire night. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful bounty that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where the only thing we have to do, the only requirement is to perform Isha wa Jama'at, go home, sleep, wake up, perform Fajr wa Jama'at, and you will gain the reward of an entire night's worth of worship. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the glad tidings that so and so person who does this will gain the reward of worshipping the entire night. Subhanallah. Now you can see how important it is to act upon the teachings and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This tells us something very important, that Islam values beginnings. The very first prayer of the day is Fajr Salah. The one who protected his Fajr Salah, his entire day is going to go peaceful and stress-free. Why? Because Islam values beginnings. And the first thing to do upon waking up, make dhikr, thank Allah, and perform Fajr Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made a very powerful statement, a mafhum. The two rak'at of Fajr are better than the world and everything in it. Two rak'ats of Fajr Salah are greater than the entire world and everything in it. Ponder upon these words. It has not been mentioned that it is equal. Ponder upon these words. It is not mentioned that it is equal to the world. It is equal to everything of this world. Rather, it has been mentioned that it is better. The two rakat of Fajr Salah are better than the world and everything inside it. We do good actions to gain reward to enter Jannah. If we perform Fajr and gain the reward of everything better than the world and the things inside it, won't we be blessed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will get guarantee that Jannah is for us? Because we are protecting our salah immediately upon waking up, acting upon the teachings of Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What comes after Fajr Salah? A person starts getting ready, a person starts or takes a bath, cleanses himself, wears his good clothes, has breakfast. Basically, after Fajr comes purification, taharat. put wudu one side. You have to perform wudu to perform further salah. But after that, when you're getting ready for the day, you take a nice shower, you get ready, you wear good clothes, every single thing you do it so that you can look good, smell good, be good, and then you go throughout the day. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, look how great the Holy Quran is. It praises us every single time. We do small actions, it praises us in the Holy Quran. We do small actions, we find that we got praise in the glorious Quran. After Fajr comes purification, a bath, looking nice, clean, perfume, etc. Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent sincerely and those who are exceedingly pure. Cleanliness here is not a cosmetic in Islam. It's not just to look beautiful or anything, but it is spiritual discipline. Cleanliness is spiritual discipline. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned very beautifully that at-tuhuru shatrul iman, that purification is nisf iman, is half of iman, is shatrul iman. Not a quarter, not a piece, but half of iman is purification. So this is not just cosmetic and to look beautiful, but it is to become spiritually disciplined, that we as the Muslims, we as lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow in the footsteps and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be pure and clean. And because we become pure and clean, we become among those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who repent sincerely and those who are exceedingly pure. So when we purify ourselves, Allah loves us. Why should we not act upon this Quran? Follow the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what can a person do to become pure, to become clean? Have a shower. Don't waste water. Use the miswak. Cleanse your teeth. Cleanse your breath. Clean your body. Make ghusl. Use shampoo. Use soap. These things look very small. Why is this person mentioning such and such thing? But these small things make a great impact. Because externally, when we clean ourselves, we would love to go throughout the day and meet different people and teach them Islam. And because we are externally clean, we become internally clean as well. We become among the purified people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved starting his wonderful day with Fajr, with Tahajjud, with teaching us cleanliness. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forever throughout his entire life, his body was always pure, fresh, clean, fragrant. We aren't like that. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use his miswak and would cleanse himself, would make a ghusl to teach us how to become externally and internally purified. So acting upon the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make you a pure believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a mafhum that whoever says subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, his sins will be forgiven even if they are like the foam of the ocean, foam of the sea. No matter how much of sins you have, if you recite subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, Allah will clean you and purify you from your sins. But remember, this has been talked about the sins that are minor. Only those sins that are major can be forgiven through repentance, through sincere tawbah. Now, morning dhikr is a self-care routine. It is spiritual armor. Every person who goes for jihad, when you go for war, you don't only carry a sword and no shield. You carry a sword and a shield. You don't just go with the shield and leave the sword, right? You need your attack and you need your defense. Why? You need to be intermediate. You need to know how to attack, but you need to know how to defend. But when it comes to Islam, we lack armor. What is that spiritual armor that takes us throughout our day? That takes us throughout our day. It is the morning dhikr and praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, actions are only by intentions. So, like yesterday we mentioned that every single thing a person does falls under his intention. If it is solely for Allah, Azza wa Jal, he will be rewarded. If it is not for Allah, he will be punished. So, your morning routine, how to start our day in the sunnah way. Perform fajr, cleanse yourself, have breakfast, gain strength to go throughout the day and earn halal rizq. If you make intention for every single thing, you will be rewarded for every single thing, inshallah. Eating becomes worship. Working becomes worship. Teaching, parenting, studying, using miswak, all ibadah. It becomes worship and a means of success in this world and the hereafter. Now coming back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that one should have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should be among the mutawakkilin, among those people who have tawakkul in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the topic is how to start our day the sunnah way. We reached morning dhikr, fajr, cleanliness, purification, breakfast, food, etc. Now comes the part when we're leaving our house to go and work and earn halal rizq so that we can feed our families. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to recite Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That we learned this, that we should begin our day with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I place my trust in Allah and there is no power, no strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now after your entire morning routine when you are leaving for work, for business, for your job, for teaching, for studying, for parenting, for anything, you should do it by reciting Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because we are placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us throughout the day. Remember that shaitan runs away from that person who leaves his house reading Bismillah and reading his wazaif. This is not poetry, it's divine guarantee. You leave your house with dhikr, Allah will protect you from shaitan, your day will go stress-free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made life easy for us through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in conclusion, to sum up everything, we should start our day with tahajjud. If not, wake up, make dhikr. Perform fajr salah. Cleanse yourself. Purify yourself. Have breakfast. Make miswak. Brush your teeth. Become clean. Apply fragrance. Put itar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved itar, loved fragrance. Apply it. Why? Because it is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You start your sunnah day. Then, have breakfast. Talk to the family in a beautiful manner. And then, when you leave yourself, armor yourself with dhikr, spiritual armor. Recite dhikr. Then have tawakkul upon Allah, that you're leaving your house by trusting Him with everything, with rizq, with health, what wealth, what everything. And discipline is what separates a believer who survives this dunya from a believer who leads it. So discipline in the terms of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes one person who acts upon the sunnah lead his life in this dunya and the other person just survives it. Now we don't want to just survive. We want to live our life the way Allah and His beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want us to live our life. I make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses us and grants us istiqamat and steadfastness to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have tawakkul in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To show as much of honor and respect in the court of Allah that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm starting my day with dhikr. I'm praising you because you allowed me to wake up from the dead and you gave me life after death. You allowed me to perform fajr. You allowed me to cleanse myself. You allowed me to perform and make miswak, to use the miswak and to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I ask Allah that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal bless myself and the viewers of Madini channel and all the people of the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to become among the pure lovers of Allah and His beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijay khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
وسلم. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.